Good day, I'm Jackie Judd with Health on the Hill. Lawmakers left Washington a few days ago for the July 4th break with some unfinished business, which may be taken up when they return next week. To discuss this and more, Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Welcome as always.
Thank you.
The Democratic leadership tried repeatedly to get increased federal funding for Medicaid passed. Is it a dead issue at this point? Does this week at home and what they may hear from constituents and state lawmakers change the prognosis at all?
I think it absolutely is not dead, and I think it will keep it alive. Last week, Republican and Democratic governors came to Washington to make their case to say, if we don't get this additional money, we have to make cuts now, beginning July the 1st, because our state budgets start then, and we need to know if we're not getting additional funding, we need to start making cuts now. And I think that local officials will bring home the same message to their lawmakers during this July 4th break. If they're worried about cuts in education programs, if they're worried about taking down from the state surplus funding to help pay the Medicaid that must be paid, the bills, the number of people that have enrolled, as we know, has increased with the recession. So I think this drumbeat will certainly keep up to put pressure on Congress to act.
What kind of compromises could be hatched?
Well, there was a concern, for example, I believe it was Susan Collins of Maine, a moderate Republican, had said that she wanted to see the additional Medicaid money end at some point. So they had lowered the amount, had fixed it so it would phase down over 6 months. That has yet to bring Republican support to it, but that could be attractive to moderates in both the Democratic and Republican parties. They could look at reducing the amount yet again. It was as high as $24 billion, went down to $18 billion, so you could look at another reduction in that funding. There's always a lot of room and negotiation on this, but I think that it's one of those issues that we'll be following throughout the summer.
And another issue that dogged Congress before breaking for the July 4th recess was, of course, COBRA, the support for unemployed workers when they try to get this health insurance as a bridge between jobs. Is that dead?
Doesn't look so good right now. Now,
okay.
It's Congress, and anything can happen. And, of course, the proponents of additional COBRA funding include a couple of Democratic senators, Bob Casey of Pennsylvania and Sherrod Brown of Ohio, are still pushing for an additional 6 months of COBRA assistance if you lost your job after June the 1st. But if you look at how much concern and debate there is around the Medicaid funding, which is getting a lot of push, again, from Democratic and Republican governors, and that hasn't been resolved, I don't think prospects look too good for COBRA.
Okay. The Obama administration, the Democratic leadership, has been very intent of late to tout the so-called deliverables in the health care reform law, the launch of the government website, the creation of the high-risk pools, et cetera. Do these kinds of things change the narrative of the health care debate at all?
I think it can tip things in Democrats' favor. For example, when the bill was signed into law into March, it was very much an unknown. Some would still argue that it is an unknown, but the Republicans' message has been steady and strong: repeal and replace. This is a bad bill for you. We'll raise your taxes. It will hurt Medicare, and so on. There wasn't a lot of counter pressure, if you will, that the president and Democrats, proponents of the bill, could put forth. Now, as you cite, they can. Covering children up to age 26, it may not start as soon as some people would like. That is certainly one. The new website, the high-risk pools, they are now getting out there. They've been in the House, for example. Speaker Nancy Pelosi told Democrats, get out there and talk about the health bill, talk about what Democrats are doing on this issue, as well as the economy and jobs, to make the case. So as we continue to look at implementation of the health law, I think that Democrats will be focused on these points. Now, whether or not it'll be enough for voters this fall is unclear, but it absolutely changes the narrative.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News. Thank you for watching. I'm Jackie Judd, and this has been Health on the Hill.